G'day, Ollie. How are you going?
I'm all right. Anything in this for the hospitality venues?
Look, there's certainly been some changes as far as theatres, concert halls, comedy lounges, performing arts centres, which will be great to see some improved numbers for those venues because that adds some more entertainment and vitality to areas where our bars and restaurants and pubs are. So if there's more people that are able to attend those venues, that means more packaging for staycation weekends. It's good for the arts community, which is good in turn for the hospitality sector, which is good in turn for the people of Perth and WA who want to get out and about as well. So I think that's a positive.
Mm-hmm.
There are certainly some venues that would like to be able to cater more patrons. The 1 in 2 square metre rule does limit some patrons, and obviously there's a cap of, in relation to the 500-person cap. But, this is a very difficult balancing act.
Yeah.
This is an extremely difficult balancing act for the state government because they've got to try and ensure that the health and safety issues are maintained if there is an outbreak.
So on average, Bradley, would you say that most hospitality venues, so I'm really talking about pubs here, are operating at what, 50% capacity?
Well, the 1 in 2 square metre rules means that in the main, it's about 50% capacity.
Right.
So for big venues that have got a lot invested and they've got a lot of capital costs for larger numbers, it's obviously holding them back and they would like to have more flexibility. At the same time, we've got to be mindful of the fact that if there is an outbreak, and let's not forget, places like France are still recording 30,000 new cases a day in the last couple of days. That's throughout the country. This pandemic is not slowing down in other parts of the world. And if we have leakage like what occurred in Victoria 3 or 4 months ago, and if there is an outbreak and we end up with hundreds of cases a day, there's no stopping what could happen. And I think for everyone working in the hospitality sector, being at phase 4 and having to wait a little bit longer to go to phase 5 because the government is getting expert advice that says we have to be cautious is far better than having to go back to phase 2 or phase 3 where we can't go out and we can't live life almost normally like we are at the moment. So there's got to be a balance to this. And whilst, we've got members that are really frustrated that they can't get higher numbers and they would like to, we absolutely sympathise and understand that, but at the same time, we've got to be mindful we are living in extraordinarily different times, and there are health and safety considerations that have got to be paramount here.
Bradley Woods?
Ollie, just one last thing. I think at the same time, we've also got to be very careful about festivals and pop-ups where there's 10 or 20,000 people and we're not seeing social distancing put in place.
And that's what I was going to ask you, because we've been seeing a lot of photographs this afternoon, particularly of these outdoor festivals, Bradley, where it is just business as usual, so it seems, in the pictures. People are just crammed in as they would have been back in 2019, 2018, for that matter.
And that is a real concern. There's got to be proper due diligence and there's got to be proper careful management of those environments. We can't have those types of events just operating without any care and consideration. They've probably they've ticked the boxes, but at the same time, 10,000, 5,000, 20,000 people all within one contained area, mosh pits and all the rest of it, it is not COVID safe if we have an outbreak, and that is a real concern.
Thanks for your time, Bradley.
Thanks, Ollie. Cheers.
CEO of the Australian Hotels Association in WA.